Yeah, and welcome to Chapman FM's Our Blend on Thursday, the home of your edgier, heavier sounds with me, DJ ELC. If you enjoy rock or the louder genres of music, today is for you. Our scripture reading for today comes from James chapter 1, verses 12 until 15. Great blessings belong to those who are tempted and remain faithful. After they have proven their faith, God will give them the reward of eternal life. God promised this to all people who loved Him. Whenever you feel tempted to do something bad, you should not say, "God is tempting me." Evil cannot tempt God, and God Himself does not tempt anyone. You are tempted by the evil things you want. Your own desire leads you away and traps you. Your desire grows inside you until it results in sin. Then sin grows bigger and bigger, and finally ends in death. Starting our program today is the band The Letter Black with their debut hit, Hanging by a Thread.
This is Champion FM, and it's all about him.
And you heard Nine Lashes with a huge number one hit, Anthem of the Lonely. More music to come after these messages. Today's facts and trivia on Champion FM. What Caesar ordered the census that brought Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem? No, it's not Caesar salad. It's Augustus Caesar. Well, that's right, Augustus Caesar. The second one, what man with the name like a Roman god became a powerful preacher of Christ in the early church? No, not Apollo Creed. It's Apollos. Apollos. And finally, what cousin of King Saul served as commander of Saul's army? Yes, his name was Abner. Well, those are your facts and trivia for today on Champion FM. calling all fans and listeners of Champion FM. We want to know what is your favorite day of the year and the reason that it is. Is it a holiday like Christmas or Good Friday? Or could it be your day off from work? Or could it be your birthday or a church event or even a service day? Well, let us know by going to www.championfmmusic.com to interact with us. Champion FM would love to read out all your responses. Champion FM wants to read out a response by Tripathi from India, who tells us that his favorite day is his birthday, because it's a time where he can share and enjoy with his friends. You must really have some good friends, Tripathi. Well, thank you for your contribution. For our other listeners, we eagerly await your replies. This is DJ ELC, and you're on Thursday Music Blend here on Champion FM. Here is Random Hero and a track called Desperate Measures from the 2019 release, Tension.
Path I've walked along, and it It's getting colder out. It's hard to warm yourself without a fire. This fever's breaking now, and I'm sick of life without you. Will I let go of the past and live for tomorrow? Will I curse the hourglass as it bleeds through the night? Can I sing for the memories without words of sorrow? Sing for the hope I have when death comes knocking at my door.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And that was At My Door, a rock ballad from As We Ascend, featuring guest vocalist Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down. Our video of the day is by the rock band Nine Lashes, which was featured earlier, and the hit song Anthem of the Lonely. Well, it's a really cool video, and you have to watch it. Go to our music video page on our website to do so after this broadcast. And here is Sent by Ravens with something from 2010 entitled True Bride.
What's wrong, little man?
I can't find my daddy. I don't know where he went.
Don't be scared. I'm sure he's around here somewhere. I can help you find him.
Son? Son, where are you?
Is that your daddy?
Oh my God, I've been worried sick. I'm so glad I found you.
Look who it is. The prodigal son returns. You're the last person I ever thought I'd see in here. Well, I guess you came to say goodbye to your old man, huh? Pretty sure you're upset I ain't dead yet. Wait, are you coming here to tell me how much you hate me? How you can't stand me? Which one is it? I got it. How I ruined your life, huh? Well, speak up, boy. Ain't you got nothing to say?
Do you know how hard it was for me to come here today? And considering all the pain you put me through, I just came here to say, I forgive you. 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 I forgive you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And you heard The Awakening by Payable on Death, or POD, a song from their concert record from the same name from 2015. Make sure you catch the end of today's broadcast for some bonus commentary about the song and the album. Well, thank you for plugging in with us, and we hope you've enjoyed the music we've chosen. Well, I'll leave you with a haunting rock ballad from the group Red, entitled Hymn for the Missing. Is a favorite of mine. I'm DJ ELZ signing off and saying God bless you and be a blessing to everyone around you.
Are you afraid? What's up? This is Sonny.
I'm Wuv.
This is Trey.
Marcos.
And we are POD, and we have a new record called The Awakening. And we are very excited about this record. We put our heart and soul into it. It's different for us. It's a concept record, which follows a storyline. A lot of, a lot of hidden messages in there for the fans to figure out. We put a lot of things in there that, you know, the POD fans, the POD Warriors can dig into. We were threading the story into the videos, into pictures, into our photos.
A lot of people feel that most conceptual records are done by progressive bands. Mm. It's a POD conceptual record, so we're still grooving. We're still doing that traditional sound that POD lovers love. And
POD lovers.
POD lovers.
And we're excited to perform it for everybody once the record comes out. You guys get to know the music.
Yeah, and actually, like Marcos and Sonny were saying, for us, you know, now going on 23 years, you know, we've done a lot of records together, you know, growing up together and playing music together. So when Marcos and everybody started mentioning a concept record, it was kind of like, wow, I wonder if we could pull this off, you know what I mean? And what's the story going to be? And so for us, that kind of gets the juices flowing within the band, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. the storylines and the kind of story that we want to tell and how we want to perceive our band. And that just gives us more motivation to come up and dig deeper, you know what I mean, as far as lyrically with Sonny and musically and trying to put it all together and make it all make sense. So, you know, it was fun to have those conversations with the guys individually, you know, behind the scenes. And, you know, now hopefully people listen to the record and they're going to be like, what are these guys talking about? So, you know, that's part of the adventure of this record. So we're stoked to see what people think.
Howard Benson produced the record. We're old friends. I've said this before, but we're his first gold and platinum record.
First. We have to keep reminding him, of that because,
keep him humble.
He forgets.
No, but we have a great relationship with Howard. I think, I always say this, but I think the best thing about him is that he allows us to be us. I think, you know, when you become this big time producer, sometimes it's normal just to call all the shots. But the cool thing about Howard is that he doesn't get away with that with us. He allows us to be us. I think that's what makes it special. And then he's kind of got into this cycle of making records, which he brought to our attention at first, which he gave us a lot of leeway to just be not only creative, but, you know, to make sure our opinions and ideas were heard so that it doesn't sound like another POD / Howard Benson record. You know, you kind of get through that formula, but we work great with him. He I think he's amazing at vocals, and he's probably one of the most comfortable producers as far as vocals go that I've worked with. And he had a lot input of allowing us to do a conceptual record just because it was different for us. So he kind of, you know, spearheaded that with us.
Yeah, that's the way Howard is. The reason why I like working with Howard is because he shares a lot of the same passion that we do for the band. Even though, like, sometimes we might not agree on the same things, he's worked with us so many times and he's seen, like, our careers go and how our fans react to our music. And that's something that he is proud of, you know what I mean?
He's
like
very
he takes the passion of our band and the message of our band and the way our fans accept it or listen to the message, and he feels that same passion, you know what I mean? So when it comes to, like, the beginning part of the record, he's always wanting to listen about, you know, to the things that we want to talk about, and he's actually, like, he encourages us to dig deeper into the things that we believe in and the passions that we have as a band. You know what I mean? So I think that's always been a strength with Howard, and that's always made us feel comfortable, you know what I mean, to go to the next level and, you know, not be ashamed or, you know, just be prideful about the things that we believe in.
He said it best, not just making another, like, a collection of songs, especially with the listener today. Everything is so quick, and you can go on iTunes and, you know, it's like a buffet, pick and choose. He was trying to gear us towards, you know, not only to new listeners, but to our older listeners that have been with POD forever. And it's more, he wanted this record to be more like a piece of art where everybody's saying, I need to own that record because of everything that's put into it, not just picking
apart that single
and take one single that, you know, they hopefully they're playing on the radio, take that one single. But for a POD fan, they're saying, I need to have this record in my arsenal, you know, in my
the complete record.
In my dungeon of music.
This This is Champion FM, and it's all about him.